April 21. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now the Lord Jesus Christ has become a quickening spirit, 1 Corinthians 15:45, He is the head of a new race, a heavenly race, and He has brought us into it. That is why the Apostle Paul says, As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly, 1 Corinthians 15:49, Oh, what a great mystery! We shall all be like Him, even the angels will wonder when they see His glorious image on us, we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of any eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52, we shall be raised up with immortal and glorified bodies. The work of salvation will be complete in us on that day, and even the angels will wonder at our glory and beauty. However beautiful you might be, as long as you are upon the earth, some blemish or other will be found in you, a broken tooth or a bald head, but on that day when you will have a glorified body, even the angels will not be able to find any blemish in you. The Lord is going to make you a new man. Imagine that a man walking through a poor locality is somehow attracted by a small hut. He pays the price and buys it. Being a wealth man and experienced engineer, he pulls down the old hut and on the same site builds an edifice higher than any building in Bombay. It is beautifully designed and wonderful to see. All the passers-by wonder how the dirty little hut was transformed into such a beautiful building. The change that will take place in your body, one day will be more marvelous than that. Our Lord is seeking people from every country and every community, rich and poor, literate and illiterate, so that He may pour into them His own life and change them into a new race, heavenly and immortal, through whom He can show forth His grace for eternity. Not knowing God's wonderful plan, men in all parts of the world are trying to become righteous by their own efforts. Such men are just like people who use soap and cream to become beautiful and yet remain ugly. No human effort can make you holy and righteous. After you have done all, God will still have to say that you are dead in sins, Ephesians 2:5, the Lord had to pay the same price for all by shedding His precious blood. By His death on the cross He has put an end to the old creation. By His resurrection He has begun a new creation. We, who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, are that new creation, and in that sense we are called the new man. The Lord says, Behold, I make all things new, Revelation 21:5. First the work begins in us and we are given a new heart and a new conscience, a new mind, a new nature, new wisdom, new glory, new beauty, new strength, new hunger and thirst, new calling, new vocation, new friends, new thoughts and new desires. As you find in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18, all things are become new. And all things are of God. This work will go on continuously until the earth and heaven also pass away and creation becomes completely new. Then God's glory will be seen through us. That is why we are called one new man.